Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Kathopanishads, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
We are recording from the ashram of our revered Guru Pujya Atman, Sri Swami Jyotir Mayananji in Miami, Florida. Pujya Gurudev is lecturing on Highlights of the Upanishads, presently handling Katha Upanishad, lecture number 25. And now, our revered Guru Pujya Atman, Sri Swami Jyotir Mayananji.
Om Sahana Vavatu Sahanau Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavai Tejasvinavadhitamastmavidvishavai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Kathopanishad, the last section of the Kathopanishad, mantra number 11. Tam yogamiti manyante sthiram indriya dharanam dharanam apramattastada bhavati yogo hi prabhavapyayau. Steadying the mind and senses, implying to have a firm control over the mind and senses, that's called yoga. Then a yogi becomes very cautious, because the state of yoga comes and goes. We generally use two terms, yoga and sankhya, or yoga and jnana. Yoga relates to practical aspect. Jnana is to understand who am I, what is reality. Allow your intellect to grasp. But simply having a grasp by your intellect doesn't give you the goal. You have intellectual knowledge. All is Brahman. But when you get into conflict with others, at that time you forget about it. So, both are needed. How to enrich your understanding by constant swadhyaya, satsanga. Satsanga, that's what you are doing, listening. Swadhyaya, you open the scripture, Gita or any that inspires you. You read it again and again and again. And do japa. That also is a part of swadhyaya. And develop a sensitive mind, ready to learn. Learn from all sources. Learn from the tweets and twitters. I'm talking about birds. Learn from the blossoming flower. Learn from the refreshing breeze. How it carries different types of smell, but it doesn't continue to smell. It leaves smell behind and moves on. Detachment. So that aspect that allows you to enrich yourself, bring the theory into practice, and always to have attention on both. Gaining insight into the theoretical aspect and bringing it into daily practice. They are also termed as jnana and vijnana. To have theoretical knowledge, jnana. Put it in practice, vijnana. End result is realization. Keeping that in view, the mantra says, steadying of the mind and senses is called yoga. Then a yogi becomes very cautious. The Sanskrit term is pramada. To be free of pramada, apramada. Pramado vai mrityu. Pramada is lack of vigilance. Pramado vai mrityu. If you are not alert to your goal, just like your eyes are always alert, any time you look at are things, your eyes are constantly alert. You wink when the needs to, that needs to, and open. Deep down, the vision of your intellect must be flexible just like that. The moment your tongue is moving towards speaking harsh word, something pinches it from within. That satarkata, vigilance. And that's a subtle quality that begins to develop in an aspirant. As you, in the beginning you practice sadhana. You count certain qualities on your fingers. Today I will do this, this, this. 2 or 3 days go well, but then you forget about it. You have to reach that state that it should become normal, spontaneous. You should love to be lovable. It shouldn't be once in a blue moon. You should love to be nirmal, free from impurities. Today it occurred to me, and people say, are you normal? I thought about, why normal? Nirmal. The literatures are blended. The concept of nirmal has gone into literature. Normal. Now, in Mahabharata, there is a great text called Sanak Sujatiya. Great sages give teachings to Dhritarashtra, and their ruling theme is how to remove pramada, that means lack of vigilance, to use another word, inadvertence. Now, vikaras, malas and vikaras, malas are, we have told again and again, kama, perverted desire, krodha, anger, kama, krodha, lobha, greed, moha, delusion, mada, conceit, matsarya, jealousy. These are the highlights of malas, gross impurities. They are malos. But they have many tentacles. For example, durdrishti, just like your eyes have certain defect, you can't help it. You walk out and things, instead of being normal, they look double. Your inner vision also has similar trouble. There is defective distortion in inner vision, your internal understanding. That's called durdrishti, wrong type of vision. Due to it, they develop dosha drishti. Your eyes become very bright when you see somebody's defect. When you see somebody's good quality, it gets blurred. Remember, when you point one mistake in somebody, 3 fingers are pointing to you. God has created things in such a way, giving you all possibilities to straighten yourself. Jealousy, and many habits, ill habits that waste your time, going into rajasic associations, even constant chattering, called bakwas. All these distract your mind and your precious potentiality is lost through so many ramifications of malas. Malas and their tentacles grip the mind and its energy is wasted. Now become clever, wiser. Do not let this happen. You are facing the same challenge as your eyes face. The world is filled with all some dust and all types of things. Even the mosquitoes like it to get inside. But nature has given it a spontaneous ability to operate in such a way that you avoid those. bring that type of spontaneity in your inner level. So the moment anything negative comes, you know it's negative. Unnecessary wastage. Even when you sit quiet to yourself, at that time you are more vulnerable to negative things. At that time you don't even realize that you are entering into devil's workhouse. But to be vigilant is wrong. Let me turn to japa. Let me turn to something. Let me do something that will elevate me, uplift me, inspire me. And there are countless ways you can do some pranayama, whatever, depending upon the situation you are facing. There are different ways of handling it. And you have that vigilance within you, you will know exactly. So that's what we mean by in the practice of controlling the mind and senses. That means freeing the mind of malas, gross impurities. And next point, freeing the mind of vikshepa, distractions. One must have always a mystic type of alertness, without stress, in a joyous way. Because the state of yoga comes and goes. Whatever degree of control you establish on your mind and senses, that control is not going to stay. If you are not vigilant in removing distractions, removing the malas that will distract the mind, that will render the mind negative. To come to another level, as you practice samadhi, samadhi is super consciousness, leading you to mystic wakefulness. When you practice meditation, you have to understand what is success in meditation. Suppose you sit in meditation and 1 hour has passed and you knew nothing. So you say, what a wonderful meditation. It has not been wasted, but you must know what happened. You went to sleep. Called laya. You suddenly slipped into sleep. Some next time, what may happen? You started meditating. The peacock feather. Well, I saw peacock in Rajasthan. It was red, big wings. So wonderful. Suddenly remember many other things. The mind has wandered a lot. That's called vikshepa. You should have that alertness not to lose your time in letting the mind wander. All this is, I'm saying, not to create a stress in your mind. But if you are practicing daily with satsanga, it will automatically begin to develop. Next obstacle is called rasa swad. You begin to enjoy sattvic state of mind. People live by, days pass by, without having a sattvic state of mind. And suddenly that tranquility enters. Peace, shitalman suganti, breeze of peace blows. And you say, I have succeeded now. I don't know, I want to go any further. Let me enjoy. You must understand, it's good to enjoy, but don't stop. It is further to go. This is just to have entered into the garden of heaven. This is the very first step. Go deeper. Too much appreciation of the garden becomes obstacle to a tree to the garden. And then there's called kashaya. Your mind goes after an experience you had long time before. And you go on, you stay involved. I'm just mentioning few of these. To which you need to be alert. This is not your meditation. These are obstacles to it. And you need to go on conquering them. conquering them in an artistic way. And the basic mantra behind your success is your daily practice. And enriching yourself with satsanga, good association. And focusing your mind on integral yoga. Bring to your daily life all four aspects. How to do your duties well. How to have a qualitative feeling in your heart. Love of God being the ideal. How to go on keeping the mind focused. To give always some exercise for a promoting focused state. Practice of meditation. And while doing all that, allow the intellect to go deeper and deeper into the mystery of life, into the purpose of existence, into the glory of God. Then you are living not for something will happen so many years after, but something to happen every moment. And your life is being well lived day by day, hour after hour. If you can become deeply involved, then don't think of liberation. That is called liberation. Mantra 12. Naiva vachana manasa praptum shakyona chakshusha. Astiti bruvato nyatra katham tadupalabhyate. The self cannot be attained by the mind or by the senses. Mind and senses, they are instruments. Your cell phone can bring you in contact with people. Your cell phone cannot go out and buy some rasgullas for you. Mind and senses are instruments. They can enrich you, bring you closer to yourself if you are utilizing them. If you are not utilizing them, they take you. Your awareness of yourself becomes distorted. So, to the extent you keep your mind and senses under control of your intellect that has been embellished by spiritual insight. The more understanding, clarity of understanding, greater is your project of controlling the mind and senses for a profound purpose. Disciplining them. But never think that realization will occur in the realm of mind and senses. One day God will suddenly appear before you. And to be sure, you will touch Him. All that can also happen because of the mystery of divine movement. But when it does happen to a devotee, saintly descriptions are there. God can appear, sagun sakar, and a saintly person can touch God. But while in description you are hearing about touch and appearance, the actual experience in a sage is profound thrill. All these external descriptions are simply allegorical. They may happen, they may not happen. You may have a wonderful dream of seeing a saintly personality, hearing a saintly message. You may become inspired, but don't think there has been a physical communication. In brief, your attainment is not in the realm of mind and senses. So the realization cannot be described in the terms of good vision and good taste and luminosity and all that. Nor can you describe that through any type of language. You can use most wonderful attributes of God. God is Satchidananda. God is Brahman the Absolute. What else do you want me to say? But just that's a palabra, just a word in your mind. You have chosen the best word. But that's not realization. To give you a very crude illustration. You have the project of enjoying deep sleep. You lie on your bed and now you say, I'm going to the deepest sleep possible. In deep sleep, the world doesn't exist. And I'm going to go into it. As long as your mind is working, though this sleep that you are describing by your mind is perfectly correct. Yes, all the world moves away. There is no time, space. You don't even think of yourself, your body. All that is correct. The data is correct. But when you sleep, all that data is out. When you actually have profound experience, all the languages that you have learned, all that is transcended. That doesn't mean that all the words, etc., that you learn, mantras and scriptural teachings, they help you. But if you are confined only to the words, you are far from the real attainment. Real attainment is not in the realm of mind. And you are being taught day by day. Whole day you work, there comes a time, you go to sleep. When you go to sleep, senses move away from you. Mind moves away. And surprise of all surprise, you put your ego out just like sandals are put out. In satsanga halls, even ego that you loved so much whole day is not there with you. So, therefore, it's easy to understand at the deepest level within yourself, your experience is not confined to mind, senses, intellect, ego. Your experience is absolute. An easier illustration. Sun up there in the sky, all luminosity, all type of illuminations that occur on the earth, shining clouds, lightning flashes, rainbows, all illuminations, they have their source in the sun. In the same way, your senses, mind, intellect, they bring out illuminations of the self. But they don't bring out all the splendor of the sun. Every illumination on the earth is from the sun, but is not the sun. So to imagine that one day the sun will come down to shake hands with you, that's completely absurd. To imagine that Brahman will come down in the realm of your mind and senses, that's completely an erroneous way of thinking of spirituality. Movement towards God, contacting God, having vision of God, all these should not be given so much importance. What the importance should be given on developing divine qualities. If you are able to stay peaceful in conflicting situations, you are able to bring out good quality within your heart even in provocative situations, that good quality is a ray of God. It didn't look like lightning flashing in your mind. It didn't look like anything. And yet it touched your heart. It created an opening in the window of your heart. It brought within your heart the possibility of expansion. That's the Godward movement. On the other hand, think of another person who describes, when I went into meditation, immediately the swan came and lifted me up. Whom do you know? He took to Lord Vishnu. All that is good, I guess. Not underestimating. But after all the description, in day-to-day life, no change has happened. You are greedy as before, selfish as before. Uncontrolled mind, uncontrolled temper. So don't fall for it. That's not God realization. God realization is a subtle enrichment. You develop Daivi qualities. Those qualities don't stand up, they don't talk, but they touch your heart and they bring transformation in your heart level. And that is when you are coming closer and closer, in touch with God, until you melt with God. It is realized, the self is realized by those who have faith in its existence. How can those who do not believe in the self attain it? Now, simple point is being brought out before you. Spiritual movement becomes active, dynamic, when faith is awakened within your heart. Faith is the foundation of spiritual movement. And faith is potential in every soul. I will not go into details, but it's easy to understand. A child, even a child born, has faith, looks at the eyes of the mother, and will not forget it. You are born with faith, and its immense powers you are unable to understand. All through your life, whether you are spiritual or not, you are backed up by faith. But when you adopt a spiritual path, your mind becomes more focused on how to awaken that faith. Satsanga is one of the most effective methods. Bring yourself in good association. Practice integral yoga. Begin to improve your personality in a profound way. Faith begins to rise. Shraddha brings you to another level called virya. Virya means you begin to understand you have mystic muscles that were paralyzed before. You have a strength that you are not dependent upon your height, your weight, or anything. Strength that is beyond ordinary norms. How much that you can read the stories of saints and sages, spiritual seekers, how much they were able to endure, how much they were able to maintain their inner balance and compassion in spite of all provocative situations. Isn't that strength, real strength? And in day-to-day life, ability to control the mind from falling into negative tracks, ability to control it, that it also requires strength, a mystic strength. And that strength goes on developing as a result of practice of meditation, devotion, japa, satsanga, all the good things you do, that faith brings in you, awakening of mystic strength. If you are internally strong from a profounder point of view, your mind will not gravitate towards negative memories. Memories of the past, they have no meaning for you now. If you go on keeping your mind engrossed in those memories, and what is worse, keeping the mind engrossed in things that never happened, defective. Instead, your mind develops a recall of a mystical nature. An understanding, look, the world has gone on for millions of years. I have been with that world. That I has not been affected. Rings the bell. I am a ray of God. I am an instrument of God. In deepest level, I am the God. That type of recall enters the mind, that's called smriti. In his day-to-day practice, it's called Sumiran. Remember God's presence in your heart. That smriti leads you to samadhi. Samadhi means consciousness that is not gripped by your nervous system. All human experiences are in and through your nervous system. And the language of your nervous system is the language of the world. But you have the capacity to transcend, because mind in its deepest level is like an energy, just like electricity operating through all these bulbs. Every bulb can be considered like a human being. So a bulb cannot assert, I'm perfect. All its light is coming from a big source. To become aware of the source, that's samadhi. If the spirit of the bulb were to jump out of it and experience the electrical field, even to a little extent, that's called samadhi. And then you will have the awareness that you are not only shining through one bulb, all bulbs. I'm giving just one little point. That samadhi experience transforms your intellect. Your intellect is no longer the same after it has experienced samadhi. As it passes through the mystic experience of samadhi, intellect becomes intuitive intellect. Jnana drishti. That's called prajna. And when you become fully established in that vision, you are now normal. You are swastha. You are abiding in the self. That's also in the day-to-day talks. People say, how are you? Are you swastha? Means, are you healthy? The swastha literally means, are you abiding in the self? And now at this stage you become really healthy, really normal. Until then, flighty normality. So therefore, the very beginning movement is faith. Realized by those who have faith in its existence. He should be known to exist and also as he really is. Of these two, to him who knows him to exist, his true nature becomes manifest. That means as Shraddha, faith, becomes awakened, you are led to the highest level.